AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says there is no excuse for the violence in Baltimore.
When individuals get crowbars and start prying open doors to loot, they're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing.
More than a dozen buildings were looted and or burned yesterday, including a CVS pharmacy where Mary Clayton has worked for the past 13 years.
Y'all breaking into stores, taking stuff. That's not right. Everybody work hard for their money. They work hard. And y'all destroying the city. It's not right.
Police made some 200 arrests. The violence broke out yesterday afternoon, only hours after the funeral for Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old man who died of a spinal cord injury that he got while in police custody. The Supreme Court hears arguments from both gay marriage supporters and backers of traditional marriage as the justices consider whether state laws that prevent same-sex marriage are constitutional. Justice Anthony Kennedy, considered by some to be the swing vote, raises his doubts about changing the legal definition of marriage.
This definition has been with us for millennia. And it's very difficult for the court to say, oh, well, we know better.
A decision is expected by late June. Nearly 4,400 people are dead, thousands more hurt in Nepal after last weekend's massive earthquake. UN's Jamie McGoldrick says Kathmandu's hospitals and doctors are overwhelmed by the injured.
Over 800 patients have come in the last 48 hours, and 50-plus major operations have taken place. The operating doctors told me they actually were actually operating during earthquakes taking place. The lights are flashing.
McGoldrick says 8 million people have been affected. Close to 1.5 million are in need of food now. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 70. The Nasdaq has gained 9. This is AP Radio News. Kate Medley is the first witness to testify in the trial of Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes. She testified she thought her husband was dead after he was shot in the head, but then noticed he was breathing. She says she decided to leave him to make sure their unborn baby would survive. U.S. ships and planes keeping an eye on a situation involving Iranian patrol vessels in the Straits of Hormuz.
The Pentagon says a Marshall Islands-flagged cargo ship was moving through the strait in Iranian territorial waters when the Iranian vessels intercepted it and ordered the ship's master to move deeper into Iranian water.
He declined, and one of the craft fired shots across the bridge of the Maersk Tigris.
Colonel Steve Warren says that was inappropriate. The Tigris issued a distress call, and U.S. Naval Forces Central Command dispatched a destroyer and a plane to monitor the situation. He says there were no Americans on board the Tigris. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.